With Senate File 1799, there is no division report. Senator is aware.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, members. Senate File 1799 does not have a fiscal note. It's about establishing a working group to work in issues related to Alzheimer's disease. Mr. Chairman, the reason this bill was referred to this committee was because in its original form, the group was going to be convened by the Department of Human Services. Later on, it was decided that the Board on Aging will take that responsibility, and therefore there is no fiscal note for the state. There is no fiscal impact for the state.
Yes, sir. We do have the fiscal note, which shows no cost.
Right. Excuse me. That's correct, Mr. Chairman. There is no cost to the state.
Okay. Senator Higgins moves that Senate File 1799 be recommended to pass. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, members.
Senate File 1219, Senator West. There's not a division report on this bill either. Mr. Watson.
To explain what's in the packet, there is in there an A3 amendment,
yes.
And the A3 amendment represents what was in the Public Safety Conference Committee before they decided to delete it for strategic reasons.
And Mr. Chairman, that is what we would like to go forward, if that's okay with the committee, to reflect the work that was in the conference committee. And so the delete all amendment is the language that was in the conference committee rather than in the original bill.
And Senator Higgins, maybe you could just tell us what...
And Mr. Chairman, first of all, the bill is a bill that sets up licensing for full-time firefighters.
And, Mr. Chair, there is a licensing fee, a very small one that's good for a three-year period, and that's what pays for the Board of Firefighter Training and Education to do the licensure of it. So it's kind of self-contained, brings the money in.
And the fiscal note shows a savings.
And Senator Higgins, it was in your conference committee report?
Or? Yes, and we took it out yesterday. We were hearing some concerns about being part of the conference report. And we knew that the bill was alive here.
Okay. So is this a bill that the governor does not support then? Was that the problem? Or?
No, it wasn't the governor we were hearing from, but it was concerns from the House. They were thinking that it at some point would become a more costly affair. I think that's not accurate. But since we knew it could travel separately,
Mr. Chairman, we didn't have any
opposition
to it and have not heard that the governor has any concerns whatsoever.
So is there a House companion?
Yes. It's also in... either their Finance Committee or Ways and Means, and Representative Atkins, and the bill is being moved to the floor.
Okay. So you would like to have adopted the
A3
amendment? Maybe we could do that. Senator Higgins, do you wish to move? Okay, Senator Higgins moves the A3 amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, Senator Olson.
On the looking at your description too, but on the page one line 12, it does it license both full time firefighters and volunteer firefighters? So both are licensed?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Olson, under the bill, full time firefighters will have to be professional firefighters will have to be licensed, and they are, and it will be optional for volunteer firefighters. There are significantly more volunteer firefighters, most of whom are part-time, obviously, and they will have the option if they want to get the training and the certification of becoming licensed firefighters, but they will not be required to do so.
Mr. Chairman, so the board handles the licensing, that's what?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Yeah, Senator West, if you, can you explain the bill and what it does?
Sure. Mr. Chairman and members, this bill sets up a process by which full-time firefighters are to be licensed, and it gives the authority to do so to the Firefighter Training and Education Board. The first part of it are part of the A3 Amendment are definitions. And then in Section 3 is the process by which the firefighter certification and licensing would take place. Firefighters, as you know, do a whole lot more these days than putting out fires. They're involved in a lot of other kinds of emergency response teams, and the subdivision 2 sets out the criteria for the eligibility to take the certification examination, the training that they need to get, and then in Section 4 is the actual licensure requirement that would come into place July 1 of 2011, at which time all current firefighters would be automatically licensed. And then, just as in other professions, after a period of the license is good for 3 years and there is a continuing professional training requirement that is more than met by current practices across the state. And it also sets out, that, again, that the volunteer firefighters may apply for licensure under the statute. The license, again, is good for 3 years, and the fee is $75. Dollars, and the training that they need to get within that period, continuing training, is 72 hours. And then there is a provision in sub 8 for revocation by the board. And that's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Barrasso.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Rest, is there any, I'm not sure how you determine which groups are doing the appropriate training, but the Flint Hills Refinery has been on board doing a lot of training for firefighters all over the state. And would they still be eligible for the training they provide without having to, are we setting up a different kind of model for training, or do most of them that are already doing it still get remaining in as eligible trainers?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Parisot, there is no attempt to, in this bill, to set aside the current types of training that's being offered.
Because they have specialized, I think it's specialized training, isn't necessarily.
It's very specialized training, as you know.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Ress, I had a kind of a combination of full-time and volunteers, but I'll take the city I live in, which has like 7 full-time people and, I don't know, 40 or 50 volunteers. What would the 7 full-time people gain, number one? And number two, what will the taxpayers of the city of Owatonna gain by having their firefighters licensed?
Well, Mr. Chairman and Senator Day, like with any profession or occupation that has a licensing standard, there is the confidence that all that hold that license have had the education and training at a certain minimal level. And so I think not only is it the professionalization of it, but also I think the taxpayers have, they're not paying for it, but they have the confidence that the firefighters that are there as full-time firefighters and some of the volunteers, if they wish, are going to, that they know that they've met those minimum standards. The same thing for police officers. When we started licensing peace officers some 30 years ago, that there was a confidence of the level of training and education that they had received. It would be a similar thing for firefighters. And by the way, also, it's not just the full-time firefighters that support the bill. The volunteer firefighters support it as well.
Senator Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I would offer change on line 2.4, page 2, and ask that you strike notwithstanding any general or local law, charter to the contrary.
2.4?
On the
the A3 amendment, Senator Fulham.
That's not on the same.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Foley, that language was deleted in the conference committee already. So it's gone.
The other, Senator Rez, you've got a variety of people, chief firefighting officer and licensed firefighter and a full-time firefighter. If you're looking at that and you're the chief at your fire department in Latana, and you either retire or move on to another place, do you take the license with you? What if you don't have a job on the other side?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Foley, the license is a state license. It's not a license in a particular fire department.
But that's essentially what the police have, is that when a police officer takes and no longer is working in employment in a city, county, or state, why his license or her license is not valid during that period. And so this is not the case.
Mr. Chairman, as far as it's my understanding that once you have a license and if you keep the if you keep up the continuing professional training, that you are eligible to be hired as a full-time firefighter. If you decide that you do not want the license any longer, there is no restricting a fire department hiring you as a volunteer.
Senator Higgins.
Mr. Chair, if there are no other questions, I'll move it.
I don't think the amendment's been adopted.
Did we adopt the amendment?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, and we've got the fiscal note that shows a net savings to the state. Further questions from the committee? Okay, Senator Higgins moves that Senate File 1219 is amended. Be recommended to pass. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and members.
Members, I'm sure he is pleased. This is an abbreviated hearing today with only three bills on the agenda. Senator Scobin with Senate File 1123. Senator Anderson moves adoption of the division report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr.
Scobin.
Mr. Chair, thank you, and members.
First of all, I believe in your opening comments, I heard you say that there was going to be maybe one more day of bills. And the reason I ask that is because we have one piece in this bill that has caused some heartburn for people in Cass County, for a individual family, for the DNR, and now the federal government has weighed in. And we just got a letter yesterday regarding that piece from the federal government, and I'd like to make a couple of phone calls and get some clarification on their take on what we're trying to do with that piece of land. And if you could schedule us later in the week, I'd appreciate that. Well, if not, we'll move forward.
Well, Senator Scogin, are you suggesting you'd like to have the bill withdrawn from the agenda right now, or what?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, is it something that affects the finance department's work? I suppose it would. Otherwise, could you do it on the floor if the amendments would accommodate it?
Yeah, we certainly could. Well, it does, you mean, if they end up selling the land to this private individual, it would affect the state's finances, yes. Okay.
Mr. Mossman indicates that there is a possible loss of federal grant money as a consequence of this. Senator Anderson?
Well, Mr. Chair, that's all I was going to say. This, there's been a lot of debate about this issue back and forth over policy committees, but this letter indicates the federal government could take away some significant millions of federal dollars. I think it's right for Senator Scogin to try to verify that before we make a decision, but if that is verified, I told him I felt that we should take this out of the bill, and so I would support, if you will be meeting again, give Senator Scogin a chance to at least verify that okay. and come back to
well,
us.
Well, I'm happy to do that. I'm sorry, Senator, I wish I had known that at the outset that you wanted the bill withdrawn because you didn't have to just sit around here. But
well, I didn't know what your pleasure was, and I just found I just got the letter late yesterday afternoon, last evening. So.
Okay. Well, Senator Tomasoni?
Senator Scogin, do you want to risk not having another finance meeting when you're going to have
well,
the floor and deal with it there?
No, we're going to have – let me just – we have three other – We have the Game and Fish Bill. I assume, Senator Anderson, we're going to do something with that?
Well, it hasn't passed yet, but we're trying to have another committee and finish it. It's slow going and on for amendments.
Okay. Well, Senator Scogin, if we withdraw the bill now, I mean, we'll have another hearing. You want to put it in better shape.
I just think I need some clarification because this is the one piece that's kind of carried heartburn on all four stops.
Okay. Well, today's Tuesday morning. Do you think you'd be ready by Thursday?
Could be ready any time.
Or tomorrow?
Yeah, even late this afternoon or tomorrow. It doesn't matter. Thursday?
Okay. Well, we'll certainly have another committee hearing, and we'll put this on the top of the agenda then. And Senator Anderson, you'll let us know what's going on with Game and Fish. What we have left, members, is we have the pension bill, Game and Fish, Sarah Scogin's bill. Can you see possibly?
No.
Thanks for mentioning that. So those will be the three bills. We certainly have to hear the pension bill. So we'll certainly have another hearing. I don't know if it'll be tomorrow or if it'll be Thursday.
That's fine.
But if you prefer to withdraw the bill at this time and then have it in better shape, we can do that. And so that makes for an abbreviated hearing this morning.
Thanks for your